appreciate the time. Tell me about the youngest player at camp. Tell me about Kingston's Lawson Krause.
Steiny, the pleasure is truly mine. Let me tell you, happy holidays to you and everybody in Calgary, and looking forward to getting out there in the new year. But Lawson Krause, get used to hearing that name, especially if you're a team that's going to be picking in the top, you know, top 10 in the NHL draft this year. This guy is a dynamite player, really started to come into his own last year under Todd Gill, where his minutes were really kind of scaled back on a what was a deeper Kingston team. This year, he's kind of taken a step forward, and there are a couple of things I like about him. First of all, he has very good recognition of what he is. You know, and in that same interview in which Benoit Grew was talking about him, shortly after I spoke with Lawson, and he said, listen, I know that points aren't everything. I know I have to go out and play the right way. I know that I'm the youngest guy, and if I make this team, I'm going to be an energy guy who has to bang and crash and be defensively responsible. When you have a kid in this draft year who has that kind of self-recognition, that speaks volumes to me about everything else. He also realizes that, hey, I'm a big body guy. I know what I have to do. So he's a dynamic player, really good in the kill, really smart, good stick defensively. And every now and then he can put the puck in the net too. So he's a wonderful, wonderful player.
So what are his chances of being on this team when it's all said and done?
Well, you know, I talked to Ryan Jankowski about that yesterday, and he said, listen, at 17 years old, you're the guy who's always fighting the uphill battle simply because of age. And he does have the edge of being a size guy where most 17-year-olds aren't as physically mature as he is. So he's kind of you can kind of take that off the checklist already. But as a guy who can really play up and down your lineup, and he's not going to hurt you really in any situations, he's very familiar to Hockey Canada, I would say his chances are pretty good. I really feel that way because of that self-recognition, because he's not going to be a guy who's going to pout if he plays down in the lineup. He's not going to be a guy who pouts if he plays, you know, 4 to 7 minutes a game. And there will be times where he'll be able to impact a game when maybe you don't expect it. So I think there's a real good chance he makes this team. But if he does, it'll probably be in a 12-13 forward type of situation.
Okay. With Sam Cosentino of Sportsnet, as we take a look at World Junior Selection Camp, still releases to be made as they try and get down to their final roster. Of course, the World Junior Hockey Championships starting on Boxing Day. Okay. Connor McDavid back with the team. He's practicing, and he's been cleared for contact. So we're just talking about this. He's on track to be on this team. Everything seems to be on track. Would that be accurate?
That's completely accurate. Now, when we talked to Benoit Grew about that yesterday after practice, he left a very small crack in the door open that he would play Friday in the pre-tournament game against Russia. I would advise Hockey Canada and anyone listening right now that that's not a wise thing to do, period, end of story. And I say that because in our experience with the Subway Super Series, that was very, very adamant that Valerie Brogan, the head coach of Russia, knew exactly about McDavid, knew exactly about his injury, and said, how would he be if we played him physically, meaning, I think, a little extra tough. So they're very well aware of what's going on. They know that Canada is competition, and so I would not play him, to be honest with you. I don't think I'd play him in any of the pre-tournament games, but I especially wouldn't try and sneak him in the front door and try and play him tomorrow night. The target date going back to December 1st when the selection camp was announced, and then again on December 11th when it was announced that he was still on target when camp started, was December 21st. I think that date still holds. I'd be a little more cautious than that, and if you really were anxious to get him into a game, for me it would be the last one before the tournament starts on the 23rd.
Okay, so Let's assume that everything goes according to plan and he's good to go. He's on the team, and on Boxing Day he's playing for Team Canada. What type of tournament could Connor McDavid have? What could we be in store for once the games really start to count?
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, Steiny. If this were midseason and he was playing at 100%, I'd say he's the guy that you'd expect to be in the top three in tournament scoring, to be an all-tournament player. I would expect all of those things. That still may very well happen. My concern would be that the injury still is somewhat frail, that while he may be cleared and to do all of these things at 100%, it's still going to be tender, and it's still an area of concern. And you talk about, you know, defending or getting into corners and digging pucks out. How often do you see where the player has both hands on a stick and is kind of maybe pushing a guy in the back, or, you know, those little cross checks to kind of get positioning? That stuff will be affected. And so I do have some concerns about it. Having said that, he's so ultra-talented that he might find a way to be able to move and work around the tenderness that the injury would still provide and still be a dynamite all-tournament player. But he is he's really special. And, you know, the other thing, Steiny, is, you know, Benoit Grue is going to have the luxury of playing him as a second-line guy if he wants to do that, because you have Sam Reinhart coming back as your number one center. So there might be some times where matchups would favor Connor McDavid and maybe open up some ice in that regard. So I still expect him to have a very good tournament, but I don't know if he can be the dynamic all-world guy that everyone will see when it comes to June of the draft.
Sam Cosentino's with us from Sportsnet as we talk some World Juniors here on Hockey Central at noon. Go back a few days, actually back to the weekend when Team Canada made their first releases from selection camp, and some interesting Calgary-related ties, and one of them obviously is Calgary product and Flames first-round prospect Morgan Klimchuk, one of the first players to be released from the camp. Did that catch you by any surprise at all?
That did, although I haven't seen him play other than the Subway Super Series. And in that Subway Super Series, I thought he was pretty good. To me, though, he's a guy that really can play that 200-foot game. You know, he had a lot of success at the under-18s a couple of years ago, playing on a line with McDavid and Sam Bennett, or McDavid and Reinhart, I believe it was. So there would have been some inherent chemistry with reuniting that line once again, should Hockey Canada have felt to do that. You know, I can't speak to how he performed in those two games. I did not see all of them, to be perfectly honest with you. And by the time I started, you know, getting reinvested into the camp, he had already been gone. So I think it was a surprise based on everything I know about him, based on the kind of year he's had in Regina this year. Yeah, that one was a bit of a shocker for me.
I think a little bit less of a surprise on Travis Sanheim, the Hitman product, just because he is an 18-year-old defenseman. So that's not a massive shock, but we're talking about him basically being a shoe-in for next year. I mean, pretty close to it, right?
No question. And you know what? The experience is going to serve him well. He's a marvelous, marvelous young man, but probably just a little bit in over his skis in this particular event, especially with the kind of back end that's going to be featured right now by Hockey Canada. And you look at a guy like Chris Bigra, who was a returnee, how often is it that you see a returning player get cut? That just goes to show you the depth that this team has on defense. And so no shame at all in Travis Sanheim being sent home as part of the first cuts. Wonderful player, having an awesome year with the Hitmen, and would fully expect him to be a huge piece of this team next year.
Where are you on Jake Virtanen and the camp that he's having?
Been dynamite so far, and the guys that I've talked to that have played around him have been really, really impressed. He's kind of allowed that free spirit of his to really take shape and getting him away from the Calgary Hitmen and just kind of getting out and getting familiar with some of the guys that you know, he was familiar with, whether it's under-17s, under-18s and whatnot. So there's that kind of character, and he's playing free and easy and loose and loosey-goosey, and if he plays like that, he's really, really effective guy because he's so comfortable in his skin. He, I think, has a real chance here to play some top 6 minutes based on all the things that he can bring. You know, Benoit Grue came to camp and he said, I want speed. I want a combination of speed, size, and skill. Well, if you add shot into that mix, Jake Virtanen brings all of those things to the table. Spoke to him yesterday after the practice, had a huge smile on his face. You know, The shoulder is not as a non-issue anymore, and he's gone out and he's played kind of loosey-goosey, free and easy, and that's a good thing.
Moose Jaw's Braden Point, another Calgary product, also seems to be impressing. I guess that's not a surprise. He's an impressive hockey player. Your impressions of him?
Oh, Steiny, I love this guy, and I got to tell you, I'm into year 10 in calling games here on Sportsnet in the Canadian Hockey League, and I'm not sure I can remember a guy who was so remarkably consistent night in and night out. I mean, this guy plays on the right side of the puck. He wins puck battles against much bigger, much heavier opponents on a regular basis. Every time you look down, he's got a point or two or three, and he does things the right way. So they love him. Hockey Canada loves him. When he got hurt at the under-18s, I believe it was last year, they noticed a huge hole in their lineup as a result of that. So this guy is on this team. There's no doubt in my mind. The size, you can just throw that out the window because he doesn't play like a small guy. He's able to still do things against bigger opponents that make him ultra, ultra effective. And the fact that he's so consistent, which is what anyone looks for out of their hockey players, is a big key for him. I love this guy. I think Tampa got a steal of a guy in the third round. I think he's dynamite.
Final thought for you, and just anybody else that has jumped off the page to you, maybe some names that we wouldn't be so familiar with out here in Western Canada that we might see take center stage once this tournament begins on Boxing Day.
Yeah, you know what, Stein, that's a really good question, too. But when I look at some of the returnees and I look at some of the higher-end guys that are familiar, you know, there's a lot of Western Hockey Leaguers in the back end, so there shouldn't be really any surprises there. Lawson Krause would have been a guy I've categorized in that group, but we talked about him already. So outside of that, I really think that you're looking at a group that's going to be pretty familiar to most fans. And I think when it comes to maybe Point and Krause, those would be two guys that I think people are already familiar with, especially after our chat here today, that I would say might jump off the page as this tournament moves forward.